Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Tori Johnson is with us. Tori is a small business owner, just like you. She's an entrepreneur, just like you, but she also is a best-selling author. Her new book is called Fired to Hired, and she is an expert, especially in women business ownership. And she's helping people all across the country to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she's here to talk to us today. Tori Johnson, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show, Tori. Congratulations on your small business, on your success, and the help that you're providing to small businesses out there. One of the things I want to talk about in this segment are some of your ideas on starting a business. You know, Tori, we've come through a pretty tough time the last two or three years. And one of the things that's not happening this time that has happened in all the other recoveries I've known about has we haven't had the startup activity. And a lot of that's because there's not much capital available, either bank financing or a lot of equity. What are your thoughts these days on helping people get businesses out of the ground?
So a couple of specific things directly related to that. One is, I would say, start small. So a lot of times someone will think of an idea and they either won't pursue it because they'll tell me it's already being done, to which I say, great, it means there's a market for it, so go for it.
Right.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Or other times they assume that they have to start big in order to make it as a small business owner. So I was talking to somebody very recently, and she had an idea for a coffee company, and she was thinking about, you know, how am I going to take on Starbucks? How am I going to do this? And I said, you're not going to take on Starbucks. Instead, like, why don't you start a little small coffee kiosk? You know, start
right.
a coffee cart. Start something that's super, super small. Build a loyal following. Make sure that you even like the friggin' coffee business before you think about, you know, doing something really big.
Or that, that you have coffee that anybody else would want.
Exactly, exactly. And so think about, you know, how you can scale back to be able to use the resources that you have available to you. So I think, you know, a lot of times, especially right now, it's very easy to use the no money excuse.
Right.
So I have no money, I can't make it happen. Well, if you absolutely had to make it happen, if keeping your home depended on it, what would you do differently? How would
right.
you scale back? How would you figure out how to make uses of the available assets that you have at your disposal? And sometimes what's available may be really, really small. So I think that's
Let me throw something in there that's
sure.
an advantage of starting small. Folks, Tori and I both know painfully well that you're going to make a lot of mistakes.
Absolutely.
You're going to make expensive mistakes. If you start small, you're going to make a lot of those mistakes very small. And you're going to learn just as much from those small mistakes as you are if you had to write a big check. And so early on, that's the best time to make those mistakes, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? To be reminded of it, not like we need any reminders, you know, you can walk down any street and see restaurants that have closed down. Restaurants where you look inside and you're like, wow, they spent a fortune putting in these beautiful fixtures
right.
and this, you know, gorgeous furniture. And wow, this you can't believe, like, what a loss. Or you look at stores that have closed. I mean, we see examples all around us. So just because you have a lot of money at your disposal or just because you've invested a lot to get something going, by no means ensures success.
Yeah, and it's amazing how year after year, people still don't learn that lesson, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
What else?
So the other thing I would say is, like, there's a lot of creative opportunities to find money right now. One of the things that I'm really bullish about that I'm just so excited about is crowdfunding. And specifically a couple of websites where I'm doing a few projects right now, or really I'm following a few projects, tracking a few projects. Websites like Kickstarter and Indiegogo and Rocket Hub. So it's an opportunity for somebody really to have the fundraising process democratized for small business owners. And by that I mean, you know, typically the funding model is you go to one single source for a big check. So it's that rich uncle, it's a bank loan, it's an investor. And
right.
we know right now that that's difficult for a lot of people, for most
right.
people, frankly.
Almost bordering on impossible.
Yeah, exactly. So crowdfunding makes it possible to get small amounts of money from lots of people.
When you say small amounts, what are we? How much are we talking?
Oh, it could be anything.
$1,000, $5,000?
I think that when you think about the total, one of the sweet spots through crowdfunding is raising between $2,500 and $5,000.
Ah.
But it won't come from one person. That might come from 50 people.
What is the relationship? Is it a loan? Is it, what is
nope. It's not a loan. It's in essence, it's a gift. It's somebody saying to you, you know what? That's such a cool idea.
Let me write that number down. I could use one of those checks, couldn't you?
Exactly. Right. So it only works.
This sounds like we're not in Kansas anymore, Tori. What's you sound like you've taken us to Oz or something.
Yeah, listen, here's the interesting thing. So Kickstarter, for example, they're funding more than $1 million a week.
Wow.
This website Indiegogo, $1 million a month is being funded, and what happens is it's not because there's some internet fat cats that are
right.
sort of trolling around looking to give away their money. You're leveraging the power of your social media connections. So, for example, somebody who right now is not active on Facebook and Twitter and has not built up their network, this is not going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who is active on social media and understands it, you promote your campaign. So my campaign is I want to open up there's a woman who I'm working with now. She wants to start a lawn mowing business in Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay? And
right.
she needs $2,500 to be able to upgrade all of her equipment to be able to service customers. This is a woman who lost a job and has decided I'm going out on my own.
Right.
And so she needs $2,500. Well, maybe she doesn't know someone who's going to write a check for that. In fact, she doesn't. So right now on Indiegogo, she's getting people who are giving her $20, $50, simply because
wow.
they like her and they're inspired by her story, and they're basically saying, good luck. I believe in you. Go
wow.
make it happen.
How about that?
And they just want to have a little teeny thrill of her success.
And is she promised to get back with them and tell them how she's doing?
Absolutely.
Kind of thing?
Absolutely. And because it's all transparent on the internet, there's no hiding. It's like
right.
you're putting this project out in the open. You're going to have
Does any of this come with advice from any of these people? Do they get to say, does she wind up with any, like a small board of directors as a result of this?
It's up to her to pursue that.
Yeah.
And so
I think that's a good idea, though, don't you?
Absolutely. I think it's a very smart idea. And in a sense, having you have a sense of, like, pride and responsibility to
right.
the people who give you this
right.
money. You want to do them proud.
Tori,
you got some
big events coming up. Tell quickly, give us the website on how we can find those.
Sure. SparkandHustle.com. We have 6 conferences, 3-day conferences. And if you email me at Tori@SparkandHustle.com, TORY@SparkandHustle.com. I'll give you a discount code simply because you've listened to this and you've followed
right.
up. So
check it out, folks. SparkandHustle.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.